Treasurer Joe Hockey is refusing to comment on media reports that he's torpedoed a government plan to change Australia's media laws. According to the Australian newspaper, a reform plan from Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull was rejected by Cabinet after Mr. Hockey voiced concerns that it was ill-conceived and would disadvantage some large media outlets. There's broad agreement in the industry that the internet and digital media have made many of Australia's rules irrelevant. So just how out of date is Australia's media landscape? Reporter David Taylor takes a look.
Analysts say Australia's media laws have remained largely unchanged since the 1970s.
The digital landscape makes a folly of all of that, a complete folly.
Steve Allen is the Managing Director of Fusion Strategy. He says Australia's media laws, since the explosion of the internet, have become outdated.
The rules just don't account for the horizon and the geography that now exists.
Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull had proposed earlier this year to make a number of changes to Australia's media ownership laws. They included looking at the reach rule, potentially paving the way for mergers between metropolitan and regional broadcasters, and changing the ownership cap, looking at preventing a single entity owning newspapers, radio and television in a single market.
What has been signalled by this present government is the need for these changes isn't that great in their list of priorities. You know, when they came into government, they were pretty clear that there were so many more things to do, and this was, relatively speaking, a low priority. And really, whilst Turnbull, when Turnbull took this stuff to cabinet, we were surprised because it had always been kind of on the back burner since the time they came into government, and we were surprised that suddenly he was taking it to cabinet because the previous indications were that it might not be proposed for 2 or 3 years, maybe only towards the end of their first term.
Just how far behind is Australia's media landscape now compared to the rest of the world, given the fact that really it's now the status quo that's, well, the situation that we're in now is the same as it was 3 decades ago?
Well, you know, you and your listeners might be happy or unhappy to know that we're not much different from most other countries. You know, the problem is that governments want to say and want some power, some influence on major media, especially those that they are concerned about. You can read that as afraid of. Nearly all democracies have, the governments have got their fingers well and truly into all kinds of controls over air media, just like we've got, and none of them have particularly repealed all of these laws.
So how are we placed now?
We're not progressing in the digital age. We're not getting to the point where, we're liberalising antiquated laws, media regulation laws. I mean, you know, most of these changes really serve the current owners more than they serve the public if they were to be repealed.
Steve Allen says the current laws benefit some media companies over others, which is why enacting changes is difficult. But Mr. Allen says at least 2 of Australia's major media companies stand to benefit substantially from changes to current laws.
I think some of the motivation for changing the laws, which will to a greater extent favour the current owners, is because the old media types are struggling against the digital onslaught. They're struggling in terms of profitability. They're struggling in terms of revenue and revenue growth. And, you know, certainly repealing these laws would make it easier for them by way of consolidation or by way of more easily able to change their business structure or business model.
The current government is by no means the first to look at changes to Australia's media landscape. Former Communications Minister Stephen Conroy also found shifting Australia's media to be a particularly challenging task.
David Taylor.